Hey church, what an amazing season we are in. And you know what? We're about to hear a great word from Pastor Russell. So prepare your hearts, prepare your ears. Let's take a look.
Good morning, good morning, good evening, good evening, good afternoon, good afternoon. Great to have you here at our Planet Shakers Church this morning, this afternoon and this evening. It's so amazing to see people in faith in every season. Here in Victoria, we're about to go into stage four lockdown. So let me encourage you, church, that even though we might be having more restrictions, God doesn't want you to live in restriction in your heart. Your situation might be around you restricted, but God wants to create a spirit of liberty in your life. And so I just want to tell you how much we love you, how much we're praying for you, and really make sure that you are connected with our, if you're not on our database or you're not getting emails, please make sure you are connected to that, so it gives you the updates, because things change all the time. So how we do PS Nightlife, you know, depending what the restrictions are, we don't know what we can and can't do at this time. So you being connected by email will at least give you the information of what's coming up in the life of the church. Amen. Today, I thank you, Lloyd. You can have a break for a moment, and then we're going to come and we're going to praise God. Great new song out that we got on Spotify. Why don't you, or on Apple Tunes, why don't you get that? That's going to be absolutely a blessing to you. You know, in an atmosphere where things are shutting down or things are heavy, I want to encourage you, do not succumb to the atmosphere. Do not say, well, oh, it's a bit heavy, so I'm just going to chill out and I'm just going to mellow and become mellow. No, you got to make a choice that you say, hey, I'm going to praise God. Even though I don't feel like it, I'm going to speak to my flesh and I'm going to praise God. I'm going to create an environment around my life of praise. In Acts chapter 16, the Bible says in verse 16, it says, one day, as we were going down to the place of prayer, we met a slave girl who had a spirit that enabled her to tell the future. She earned a lot of money for her masters by telling fortunes. She followed Paul and the rest of us, shouting, these are men of the servants of the Most High God, and they've come to tell you how to be saved. This went on day after day until Paul got so exasperated that he turned and said to the demon within her, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her, and instantly it left her. Her master's hopes of wealth were now shattered, so they grabbed Paul and Silas and dragged them before the authorities at the marketplace. The whole city is in uproar because of these Jews. An exaggeration that was, and that's what the enemy does. He exaggerates situations. And it says, they are teaching customs that are legal for us, Romans, to practice. And a mob quickly formed against Paul and Silas, and the city's officials ordered them stripped and beaten with wooden rods. And they were severely beaten. And when they were thrown into prison, the jailer was ordered to make sure they didn't escape. So the jailer put them into the inner dungeon and clamped their feet and stocks. So here we have a situation that you have Paul and Silas sitting in the jail, and that they got put in the jail for doing good. They're on their way to pray, doing good, seeing somebody set free. They were in jail, not for anything bad they did. They were in jail for doing good. And an attack came from nowhere. You know, as we've come into this year, I don't understand everything that's going on, but there is an attack that came from nowhere. None of us were expecting it. None of us thought we were going to be in this situation coming into August and September. And it's come from nowhere. Paul and Silas were in the same position. They had an attack that came from nowhere. And then they were isolated and they were put in prison, not of their own doing. It wasn't because they did something that got them isolated. And right now, some of us might feel like we're isolated. Some of us may feel like we've had lockdown in our lives, and it's been none of your own doing. It's nothing you did, nothing I did. It's just what's happening in society right now. So here they were in a terrible situation. They were in a situation that they were in the inner dungeon and they were locked up. They were in the inner dungeon and they had stocks on their arms and legs. They were in the inner dungeon and they were in a very challenging situation. Some of us might not be in a dungeon. Some of us might not have stocks on our hands and our feet, but some of us may be feeling today that feel like we're locked down. We feel like we're isolated. We feel like we're in a situation that we didn't even get ourselves here. How did we get into this situation? This attack came from nowhere. But you watch what Paul and Silas did. You watch their response to the situation. The Bible says around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. That what was their response? They were praying and they were singing hymns to God. And the Bible says, and the other prisoners were listening. Suddenly there was a massive earthquake and the prison was shaken to its foundations and all the doors immediately flew open and the chains of every prisoner fell off and the jailer woke up to see the prison doors were wide open and he assumed the prisoners had escaped, so he drew his sword to kill himself. But Paul shouted at him, "Stop! Don't kill yourself. We are all here." And the jailer called for lights and ran to the dungeon and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus and you'll be saved, along with everyone in your household." And they shared the word of the Lord with them and all who lived in the household. And even at the hour of that night, the jailer cared for them and washed their wounds. Then he and everyone in his household were immediately baptized and he brought them into his house and set a meal before them and his entire household rejoiced because they believed in God. Here is an amazing miracle. What the enemy meant for bad, what the enemy meant to shut them down and shut them up and keep them quiet, what the enemy tried to do to their life, God turned it around that situation. Everything that seemed impossible became possible. The person who put them in prison actually gets saved. Their family gets saved. The place sees a breakthrough and an opening. What is the key to see this happen? What was the key for Paul and Silas to have a breakthrough in isolation? What was the key for what God wanted to do in that moment, in that time? The key was they responded by agreement with God. They responded with agreement with God. I want to encourage you, and I'm speaking to you today on the significance of our agreement. The significance of agreement. They responded by agreement. So how did they agree? They agreed with prayer and worship. My challenge to us at this time is not to be isolated, shackled, and locked down in our hearts, but come into agreement in prayer with God, in prayer with your family, in agreement with the church, in agreement with what God wants to do with prayer and worship. Let there be worship in your homes in this next stage 4. Let there be worship that fills and resounds your homes. Let it be filled with the sounds of heaven. Let there be agreement with prayer and worship. That, how did they agree? They had a victorious attitude. You say, how do you know that? Because they didn't let their circumstances dominate their belief. They didn't let their circumstances dominate their prayer. They didn't let their circumstances dominate their worship. They dominated their circumstances through agreement with each other. There were two of them together and they were in agreement and they agreed with God Almighty. They had a victorious attitude. I want to encourage you this morning. Have a victorious attitude. The Bible says, greater is he that is in me and that is in you than he that's in the world. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The Bible says, nothing is impossible to those who believe. We got to come in this season, this moment, with a victorious attitude. If God is on your side, you are a majority every time. And so instead of letting creating a situation that you and I did not create, that was put in out of our control, that decisions have been made outside of our control. We have a decision. We have things that we can control, and that's our attitude, because our attitude determines our altitude. And so at this moment in our 40 days, keep reaching out to people. Keep believing. Keep speaking in tongues. Keep believing the power of God is on your side. They agreed. There's power in your agreement. And what did they agree with? They agreed with God. They agreed with each other that God was big. That's why they prayed together. That's why they worshiped together. You think about it. They're walking around on their way to pray. A girl follows them for days. They cast out the evil spirit that's in her, and they end up before a judge, and a judge puts them in jail. And so there they are, bound and shackled in the inner dungeon. They could have agreed with their problems. They could have agreed with life isn't fair. They could have agreed that this is not good. They could have agreed with we're not going to even mention the name of Jesus anymore, because when we do, look what happens. We end up in jail. But no, they decided that they would agree with a God who is a God of breakthrough. They weren't going to live in agreement with what man said about their life, but they're going to come into agreement with what God says about their life. They come into agreement with the God who's a God of breakthrough, the God of healing, the God of protection, the God of resource, the God of abundance, the God who is Jehovah Jireh, our provider, the God who is our banner, Jehovah Nissi, the banner over us is love. He's our protector, the God who is our deliverer, the God who is our freedom, the God who is our joy, Yahweh, Jesus, mighty God, King of Kings, Prince of Peace. That's who we come into agreement with. So I want to challenge you today. What type of attitude do you have? Do you have an attitude of a conqueror? The Bible says that you are more than a conqueror. You say, oh, I thought we conquered stage three. I thought we conquered this. I thought we overcame this. And now we're in stage four. Well, here's the thing about being a conqueror. You are more than a conqueror. You might conquer one thing, but then you conquer another thing. And then you conquer another thing. You've got this. You've got the ability to conquer this season. You've got the ability to live in the abundance of what God has for your life. Why? Because you have Jesus living in you. You have resurrection life. Your words have power. As you pray, you shift the atmospheres. Your words have authority. What you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and what you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. You see, we got to come into agreement with God, and we got to encourage one another to agree with what God has to say about our situation. What was the result of their agreement? The Bible says the prison began to shake at its foundations. There was a shaking going on. I'm here to tell you, as if you don't know, there is a shaking going on planet Earth right now. There is a shaking of economies. There is a shaking of situations, of lifestyles. There's a shaking going on. Hebrews 12, 27 to 29 says, the words once more indicate the removing of what can be shaken, that is, created things, so that what cannot be shaken may remain. In other words, when there's a shaking going on, the things of God that are from God will remain. The things that aren't of God will go. And there's a shaking going on right now. The Bible says, therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. You're in a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Your God cannot be shaken. He is not intimidated by any circumstance. He is not intimidated by any disease. He's not intimidated by any fear. He's not intimidated by any lie. He's not intimidated by any economic situation, because he is the God of the kingdom that we are a part of. And because we're a part of God's kingdom, we're a part of a kingdom that cannot be shaken. And so let us be thankful, and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. Isn't it a great thing to know that even in challenging trials, and situations we go through, we're a part of a kingdom that cannot be shaken. What does a shaking do? It destroys all the man-made things in our lives that we depend upon. So many times we've depended on other things other than God Himself. I'm here to encourage you today, and I am challenged with this myself. What are we putting our dependence on? Are we putting our dependence on the opinions of man? Are we putting our dependence on situations around us? Are we putting our dependence on what the media says? Are we putting our dependence on what Dr. Google says? Or are we putting our dependence on what God says? You see, a shaking destroys all the man-made things in our lives that we depend on. And a shaking removes obstacles that try to limit us. I'm believing that every obstacle that comes our way gets removed in the name of Jesus. A shaking reveals what we put our trust in. When a shaking comes, when people go through challenges in their life, you really know what they believe. You really know what they actually believe. You know, when things are going good, they might pretend to or think they believe something. But when a shaking happens, it reveals what we put our trust in. Doesn't mean we don't feel things at times, but we go, Paul and Silas were in a situation which they'll put in not on their own doing. And they could have got, well, this isn't fair. Life isn't fair. Things aren't fair. But no, what did they do? They said, no, we're going to pray and we're going to worship and we're going to sing unto God. You know, that word God there means supreme magistrate. You see, what they were saying is the little magistrate put me in jail, but there's a bigger magistrate than him. And he is more powerful and he is more glorious and he is more victorious. And so I'm going to worship and I'm going to pray. So what was the result? A shaking happened. Then what happened? Chains started falling off. I'm believing that chains that have been on our lives, that the enemy's tried to put on, things that the enemy has tried to lock us down in, the things that the enemy's tried to do in our lives and put intimidation and fear and hurt, I'm believing every chain of the enemy is going to fall off in this season. When they begin to pray, they came into agreement with one another. And when they begin to worship together, they came into agreement with one another that their God was bigger and stronger than the rest. And the chains fell off. I'm believing addictions are going to fall off. Things that people have depended upon that aren't of God are going to fall off. And things that have held you back for many, many years are going to fall off. This is a shaking season and a chain falling off season. Then what happened? As they came into agreement, and the significance of that agreement, the prison doors flew open. It wasn't opened by man. It wasn't opened by a jailer. It was opened by King Jesus. It was opened by the one who can open any door that the Bible says that he opens any door that there's no one can shut the doors that he opens. In other words, that people and situations and things in life might put you in places where you feel locked in. But when we come into agreement with God and we come into agreement with God's people, what happens is prison doors are opening. And I believe it's not just Paul and Silas' prison door that opened, but the whole jail place opened up, every prison door opened. And I'm believing as we come into agreement with God and we come into agreement with God's people, that people all over the city of Melbourne, over Victoria, over Australia, over Singapore, over Cape Town, over Geneva, or over all the world, that there will be a prison door opening season where people who begin to hear our praise and begin to see our worship, all of a sudden their doors begin to open because freedom comes because there was agreement by two. Watch this, this is so cool. The prison doors open, but the place of imprisonment became a place of freedom. See, these prisoners could have run out, but they also had the freedom to make a choice not to run out. You'd think the natural response is, let's run out, but they didn't run out. They stayed. And the jailer was freaked out by this because he thought everyone had left. But, you know, you can be in a prison and be bound, but you can be free in that prison. Or you can have the prison doors open and still be bound. See, what these people did is they decided that the prison doors were open, so it doesn't matter what I go through now, there's an opening in the spirit. And it doesn't matter what things are facing my way, there's an opening in the spirit. It doesn't matter where I'm positioned situationally, there's an opening in the spirit. And God wants to open up cities. He wants to open up suburbs. He wants to open up the people of God, to open up the places in their communities to see breakthrough. Doesn't mean they move from their location. It means that they have freedom in their location. And I'm believing right now that places of imprisonment, places of lockdown, places of isolation become places of freedom. And the place of imprisonment became a place of healing. Paul and Silas were beaten badly by the jailer, and it ends up that the jailer begins to heal their wounds. The very place that inflicted pain becomes the very place that brings healing to their wounds. The place of imprisonment became the place of healing because they came into agreement. They shifted something. The place of imprisonment became a place of provision. All of a sudden, then the jailer now is feeding Paul and Silas. He's getting the family around for a family dinner. There is provision that is happening. You see, when you come into agreement with God, what the enemy calls imprisonment, God will bring provision in. What the enemy tries to do and bring you into lockdown, God will bring you into healing. What the enemy tries to do and intimidate you, he will come and free you. God will come and free you. The place where the enemy set up for bad, God will turn it around for good. The place of imprisonment became the place of salvation. That whole jailer's family got saved. The very one that put him into jail was the very one he led to Christ. This is the God we serve. This is the power. As we come into agreement with God, we release the significance of our agreement. You know, in Genesis 2:18, the Bible says, and God said, it is not good for man to be alone, and I'll make him a helper who is right for him. In other words, God created us to come together in agreement. You cannot produce children without two coming together in agreement. You see, there's something powerful about agreement. God never created you to be isolated. He created you to be connected. We have Zoom groups in urban life that you can connect into. In this time, in this stage 4 that they're calling, we are believing that you and I come into agreement like never before, because God has not called us to be alone. God has not called us to be isolated. God has not called us to shrink back. It is not good that any of us is alone. And in this season, we've got to discipline our life, not just to accept our circumstances, but to come into agreement with people who will agree for breakthrough, to come into agreement with people who agree for a turnaround, for come into agreement for people who will see the situation, what seems bad, God will turn for good. So God wants you to come into agreement. It's significant. Matthew 18, verse 19 to 20. It says, I also tell you this, if two of you agree here on earth concerning anything you ask, my Father in heaven will do it for you. For where two or three gather together as followers, I am there amongst them. See, again, there's an agreement. You notice Jesus sent people out 2 by 2, not 1 by 1. I want to encourage you at this season. You might be isolated in location, but not isolated in heart. Reach out to people. Get on the phone to people. Encourage one another to good works. Encourage people to do something great for God. When we come together in our agreement, the Bible says we can ask anything in our Father's name and He will do it for you. Where we gather together in our hearts as my followers, God is amongst us there. So come to agreement together. There's significance in it. In Acts chapter 2, the Bible says, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all in one accord, in one place, and the Holy Spirit came. One accord means to be one heart, one mind. I want to encourage you to this day, in this day. This is a day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. And let's be like Paul and Silas who come into agreement in the prison. Let's be like the 120 who come into agreement in the upper room. Let's be like the husband and wife who come into agreement to produce children. Let's be like the Godhead itself, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, that operate in agreement. Because where there's agreement, there is breakthrough. And I'm here to declare to you today, there's a breakthrough at the end of your agreement. Agree with one another in faith. Encourage one another to good works. You think about the 120, Mr. Keyboard Player can come and the band can come. You think about the 120. Jesus had gone. The one they had followed had gone. And there they were. And they could have let their season become a season of discouragement. They could have let the season be a season of fear. They could have let their season be a season of what is the future going to hold. But what they did is they came together in prayer. They came together and they begin to seek after God. The great thing about technology is we can come together and Zoom. It's not the ideal, but it's what we can do right now. Good thing about technology, we can come together on the phone and talk and encourage one another. I want us at this season, encourage us at this season. The significance of our agreement is so important. You imagine if Paul and Silas was there and Paul said, come on, let's pray. And Silas says, no, I don't want to pray. I don't feel like it. It's not fair. We did nothing wrong. And look, we are locked down. Wasn't our fault. Look where we are. They could have then looked at the news of what was going on, hear what's going on, and they could have blamed everything else. But no, what they did is they said, no, we're going to come into agreement with the promises of God. No, we're going to come into agreement with the purposes of God. And two prisoners bound in chains and shackles in the inner dungeon began to agree with their praise. They began to agree with their worship. They began to agree. And all of a sudden, a shaking began to happen from the foundation. See, God is shaking foundations right now. He hasn't caused disease. He hasn't caused any virus. But He'll use any season to turn it around for good. So it's not whether God can do it. It's whether we agree He can. It's whether we choose to be alone or choose to come into agreement. It's whether we choose to say, I don't feel like praising today, so I won't, I'll just watch Netflix. Or I say, no, Mr. Fleshman, I'm going to praise God. And also, I'm going to get on the phone and encourage someone else to praise God. And I'm going to release it at the significance of our agreement. Never before is there a time in our church, in what we're doing, that there needs to be an agreement in faith for what God wants to do here in Melbourne, in Singapore, in Cape Town, in Geneva, and the ends of the earth. God wants to release a sound. What are we agreeing with? Do we go, oh, just life, well, that's just life, or just okay, sirrah, sirrah, whatever will be? Or do we say, no, God, you've got something better. You've got something more powerful. We agree that these virus numbers are going to come down. We agree that it's going to be eradicated from our cities. We agree. We come into agreement over our jobs. We come into agreement over our children. We come into agreement over our families. We come into agreement over everything.
Wow, wasn't that amazing? And I'm sure it's exactly what you needed to hear right now for what you're going through. Hey, don't forget to follow us on all social media platforms at Planet Shakers. Keep in touch in this season that we're in. And also you can email us or check our website for other details as well.